Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to talk about, and CBN News is reporting this, which is fantastic, taking the gospel all over the world. And, you know, the only way for people to know about Jesus is if somebody goes and tells them. And in particular, you know, there's Muslims all over the world. I think the number is 1 billion Muslims. Don't quote me on that number, but there is a large percentage of Muslims, a lot of them that come to the United States. And if we don't understand people, we can get so locked in a mindset that it has to be a certain way. We can prejudge folks because they look different than us. We can have our own ideologies and concepts of what people need to be. But let me tell you something. America is a melting pot of all different cultures, all different backgrounds and races and ethnicities. And if, as believers, if we want to reach someone, the best way for us to reach them, we need to care enough about them to know their culture, to know where they're from and what are their norms. You know what I mean? Because by knowing that, we'll be able to relate to them.
That's right.
But if we put up walls or kind of, you know, have let you know, TV give us a perception of other people, then that's going to ruin our opportunity to be a good witness. And so I want us to listen to this truth that's been unlocked. They've come up with a program or a way that we can begin to share the gospel with Muslims that are right here in the country. And it's really a phenomenal, phenomenal way. I want you to listen up. This is CBN News reporting. We're going to talk about this in a minute.
For most Americans, Islam remains a somewhat of a mystery, and it's a religion they don't know much about. Well, there's a new DVD series that teaches people about Islam, and it's being done with the help of former Muslims. Gary Lane has that story.
Most Muslim immigrants come to North America for educational and economic opportunities. Others come to escape oppression. On a rare occasion, some, like the Tsarnaev brothers, harm the nation that has welcomed them. Wajdi Iskander is a former Muslim from Sudan.
Suddenly, when they come here, they change. They change to be fanatic.
Government can only do so much to protect us from Islamic fanaticism. So how should we respond beyond praying for our nation? A new Christian DVD teaching series called Truth Unlocked provides spiritual and educational responses.
I think it's going to help our nations, our countries, to be well-equipped to deal with terrorism, and to also deal with the people here that we need to take care of, the Muslim people that God brought here for us to give them the gospel right here.
The Truth Unlocked DVD series provides an understanding of Islamic religious beliefs. Tim Clemens is co-producer of Truth Unlocked.
This came about with just our kids interacting with other Muslim kids within their school, and I felt very ill-equipped and ignorant towards another culture that had moved in.
El Hayat Woman's talk show host Amani Mostafa appears on the Truth Unlocked DVD. She is a former Muslim who says Westerners should understand Islamic culture before establishing a relationship with a Muslim.
A man and his wife are welcoming a couple into their home, and the man of the house would extend the hand to shake the hand of the wife. Instantly, she's offended because she's veiled and she's not supposed to be shaking a man's hand. Right there, he broke a rule. So it takes a while for us to correct these things.
Terror attacks like the Boston Marathon bombing may cause people to shy away from pursuing a relationship with Muslims. Mostafa says Christians shouldn't fear sharing their faith because Muslims hunger for closeness to God.
When a Christian person come and present to me the God that he loves and worships and live with, that is an eye-opener and a heart-opener to many of us. And we see today that when Muslims are offered the freedom to choose Christ, they do. by the millions.
And Christians don't have to read the Quran before witnessing to Muslims.
I think it's a lot more important for them to understand what the gospel say, how to relate the gospel to them, to the Muslims.
Mustafa says Christians should tell the truth.
Ask him about what is that God, that who is that God you're worshiping, and tell them the truth. We don't worship the same God, and let me tell you why.
A follow-up DVD called Far From Home, A Different West will be available in the near future. Most evangelism tools are created and presented by Western Christians. This one is done by former Muslims who now follow Jesus.
The Christian, they explain it in a Christian mindset, but now you have kind of a convert, a believer in Christ from the same background, who understand exactly what they're going through because we went through it.
One that addresses Muslim misconceptions and questions about Christianity.
It's my neighbor, it's my coworker, it's my child's schoolmate. They're individuals who need Christ as much as anybody else, as much as I needed Christ.
A revelation replacing acts like this with more of this. Gary Lane, CBN News.
Isn't
that powerful? You've got to remember what the Bible says about conversion. It says the goodness of God.
That's powerful because you know what? This is how Muslims could be won. You know, I love what she says on this interview from CBN. She just comes out and says, listen, you don't have to know the Quran.
Yeah.
You don't have to know. Know the word of God.
Yeah.
You know, people want to know about a genuine experience with God. Don't be afraid to share your story with Muslims, mm-hmm. because she says that they want to know about God. They want to know.
They're hungry for his love.
Yeah.
They're hungry for his love. We found that out with Zamzam's testimony.
Yeah.
And it's so encouraging, not only just with Muslims, but with anyone that you come across. Listen, you want to share your own personal encounter with mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. You want to share what God has done personally for you and how he saved you. Listen, that is so compelling and so powerful. It's a miracle. But you want to know the truth.
What's so powerful about it, too, is just like any religion, whether it be Islam or Buddhism or anything, it's just like they're doing all these things. It's just like I'm trying to get in touch with a God that I have need to connect with. I'm trying to do these things. And when you just are in your humility and relationship of just like, God sent me here, and they're mm-hmm. and automatically you're getting their attention of just like, wait a second, God speaks to you, you hear God, and when you're able to bring in that reality of just like, we can talk about God all day long, but I talk to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is with me. He speaks to me. He loves me. He loves you.
Yeah.
And when you're able to bridge that and connect them, it's just like, no, he loves you so much that he would send me to you to tell you about him.
Yeah.
And it's just like that itself is a powerful encounter.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the ways to do that, too, is always to do that in humility.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing like someone that comes up to you that tries to share Jesus in their pride and their arrogance. You know, we want to share God in humility.
Yeah.
We want to respect other people and their cultures. We don't want to offend people. And sometimes, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way, you know. And sometimes if you're more interested in proving a right point than you are in sharing and you know, sharing the truth in love, mm-hmm. you're going to offend them and close them off. You're going to, whether it be Muslim or anyone else, the whole idea is not just to share the truth, but to share the truth in love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love, it's all about love and not winning an argument. This is not about an argument. This is not about, it's about helping people to connect with the one true God and sharing Jesus Christ with them and being patient and love. So this is a wonderful one. We highly recommend this.
Mm.
We'll make sure this is available for you on the Torch, but you want to make sure that you're getting plugged in,
mm-hmm.
you know, cultural. This country in particular, West, is such a huge a melting pot, and God's called us, right, to the nations.
Yeah.
And we can reach the nations just by reaching our neighbor who's different from us.
Yeah.
You know, the Indians and just, I mean, you just keep listing all the different countries that are, you know, people represent in our own neighborhood, in our mm-hmm. own city.
Yeah.
What would happen if those folks were to go back to their countries, right, and begin to evangelize and share the gospel? I mean, how beautiful that be. God has a wonderful, wonderful plan. Mm-hmm. But if we get stuck in American mindset, which is not gospel, right? Mm-hmm. That's American.
Yeah.
It's not gospel. Then we'll bring American concepts and ideas, and that won't work. Listen, they don't need America. What they need is Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right.
Leave America out of it. Walk in humility, share the love of God, share your story, and seek to understand first, then to be understood. About sharing the love of God with Muslims and anybody and everybody who will hear.
Amen.
The love of God. But we need to do that with humility,
yeah,
speaking the truth in love, and being humble,
yeah,
and caring enough about others and their culture to share with them, right? Not kind of moving in arrogance, but...
Yeah. Makes me think about Kim, the lady you met that was from South Korea.
Amy.
Oh, Amy, that's right.
Amy Kim.
Amy Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Who had just gotten saved, right? The day before y'all met her?
Yeah.
What happened there?
We met her out in New York, close to Central Park, and just one of those divine appointments by God. She's standing right in front of us in this long line to this burger place, Shake Shack.
Yeah, you and burgers.
Oh, my goodness. Anyhow, Teresa, my wife, starts a conversation up with her, and before you know it, she had just given her life to the Lord.
Wow.
A day or two, I think it was a day ago, prior to us meeting her. She said, I saw the Bible on her iPhone, so I asked her, are you a Christian? She goes, I just gave my life to God. And long story short, we decided to have lunch. You know, we picked up her meal, and we just sat there for over an hour and a half, and could have been even longer. And we just talked about God and talked about what was going on, and it's just amazing. All of that culminated in the very next day, her joining with us in fellowship and meeting the rest of the family of God. And what an amazing, amazing encounter. Yeah. A few weeks after that, she was back in Korea, and we're still connecting with her over Facebook. She listens to VFN Radio all the time.
Oh, wow.
And how beautiful is that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
How beautiful is that? I mean, we have these opportunities all around us. Mm-hmm. We just got to get out of our comfort zone and say, listen.
Yeah.
You know?
Pay attention to those around that thing.
Pay attention.
Yeah. What if you weren't paying attention to that line? You were just... Yeah, too busy.
Well, I give my wife the credit on that one because I
thank you,
Teresa. I was thinking of the burger right there at the beginning, to be honest with you. But she's the one that stepped out, and that's great, you know. And we need to continue to do that. You're standing in line, and you don't want to just think about yourself all the time. Just love on people. Do good. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. You never, ever know what people are going through. And most people today, most people are just thinking about themselves, narcissistic, self-focused, and they don't give no thought to anyone else. But I'll tell you, if you really start thinking about people, you're going to start thinking about the things that are closest to God's heart. God cares about every single person, and his heart melts. I mean, if you're a parent and you see one of your children reaching out to each other and loving on them, you're like, oh, thank you. I love when they're loving on each other. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how the father feels when he sees you stepping outside of your world and all your things that you got to think about and stuff that you got to do? Listen, life is always going to be busy to the day you die, okay? I mean, you're always going to have stuff to do. But it's okay to put down your agenda, your things, and get that off of your mind so that you can think about what's on God's mind, and that's other people.
You know, thinking about that as far as just, like, putting other people first in those situations when it's least convenient. I remember you were telling me, I think you were on campus maybe, maybe in college, and I don't know, but, like, God had led you to go stand over here and talk to somebody. And you were talking to a guy, and like he was running away from something, and you were able to just give him a ride back to where he needed to go and just encourage him. But it was all because you were just obeying God to say, just go help him out or just go talk to him.
Yeah. It just those little things, just being able to hear God and stepping out.
Yeah.
And if you're uncomfortable doing that, because some people are just not talkers and they're not comfortable speaking to folks or strangers. Just start saying hello to people. Just start saying hi to people when you pass them, when you get your gas, when you're in your store, when you're in shopping, you're doing the things that you do, you've seen your neighbors. Just start saying hello and ask them, how are you? know? Yeah. And let a conversation, but trust in God, step on out and see what the Lord will do. But I'll tell you, the time is short, and we want to take as many, many people with us as possible. And the truth is that the average believer doesn't even lead one person to the Lord in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. Listen, we need to stop that crazy cycle. We need to stop. You want to go to heaven? You want to bring people with you.
Yeah.
You want to bring them with you. You don't want to see that all those millions and millions of people, and it's like, I didn't bring any in here. No, you want to have a long list of folks. At least one, right? At least one.
You think about the perspective of it. Anytime you take your family to go out to dinner or you have a nice recipe, you tell everybody about it.
Mm-hmm.
You go to, you know, there's a sports event on and there's a goal or there's a call. You tell everybody about it. There's that conversation. It's just like if you encounter Jesus Christ and he has changed your life, who are you telling?
Yeah.
Who are you telling about it? Like, no, you have to meet him. Let me tell you about him, because if not, is a TV show more important than Jesus? Is, a dinner at a local restaurant more important than Jesus? Because if it's not, tell him.
Yeah.
Because he's so worth it.
And don't let fear hold you back. A lot of times people are controlled by fear. And what will people think? It's like, what will people think? This is eternity right now. What will people think? Don't let fear get in your heart and in your mind and just take over. Step out. Say hello. Mm-hmm. God has a plan for your life. Love you, man. You know what I mean? And if whenever the opportunity presents itself, you can always ask somebody if you could pray for them. I'll tell you, it very rarely the people turn prayer down. They're really open to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of opens an opportunity where they can encounter God, experience God, and now they're healed or God answers a prayer. And now you can say, can I tell you about the God who answered your prayer? Can I tell you about the God who healed you? Can I tell you about the God who showed up in your life?
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. So that's called a show and tell.
Yeah.
God shows up and then you can tell, right?
That's right.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.